Hello.
And just, it soothes me. And it was just, God, there was me thinking, the cruise, you know, the suite, the balcony, the restaurant, the waiters, the theatre, the everything.
More. Give it more complicated.
Yeah, make it better. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just...
Hello.
I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Welcome to the It's a Drama podcast.
Hello and welcome to the It's a Drama podcast. I'm Liz.
And I'm Brian.
And welcome back to this podcast. I've just said that, haven't I?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make it. No, but I wanted to make an extra special hello. I just wanted, for some reason, I just want to just get in every individual person listening to this podcast, go over, give them a massive hug and just go, hello. Thanks so much for being here. So I hope you get that sincerity, just that I'm so grateful to you tuning into this podcast this week.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, hasn't it, really, since we've had a little podcast out?
It has. And the reason for this podcast is to give you an update to... what are you laughing at? What are you
just
laughing at?
Just trying to think how many times we can get podcasted in the first minute of the show.
The reason we're doing this is to give you an update of how life has been. You have been so, so generous in giving us your time, listening to us, sharing our life with you on this podcast about how my mum is going through. She's got terminal cancer. She's got weeks to live. And we've been sharing that journey with you here on this podcast. And we wanted to share some positive ways that we have been coping in the last few weeks since we last recorded the podcast.
Yeah.
We got together last night, not just got together because, like, you know, I always say that. I say, oh, we got together last night. But what I mean is we were talking in depth last night and we were talking about the things that have helped us, that have been positive over the last few weeks, the things that we found joy in, the simple, the little things. And it's always the way, isn't it? It's always the little things.
It's the simple things. And that's what life should be, is simple, really, Liz, eh?
It is, Brian. It should,
because we complicate it so much ourselves. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it? It's just... You know, the simplest thing can just bring you so much joy as such.
I hope it's not too windy. We're sitting outside. We're outside on our deck. We were going to go outside our bedroom, you know, where we normally record. But it was so windy, wasn't it, Brian?
Yeah, now the wind's coming around the other way, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like,
you know? But I think the wind is coming through our headphones and not through our microphones, hopefully. Because we have got big mufflers on our microphones.
Yeah. We're sitting outside on our deck, on the north-facing deck of the property, actually.
Yes.
The one that where you can see the sea. It's a blue sky, but it's quite chilly. But I just said to Brian, I might put my coat on. And you said, no, don't, because if you put your coat on, you'll get all lazy and lethargic.
Yeah, you'll just sit there, won't you?
So, so I'm sitting here freezing to death. But at least I'm alert.
Yes. And that's it. Being in New Zealand, the north side of the house is the sunny side of the house. Completely different than what it was back home in the UK, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. We want to share with you an update. Like I say, I'm so grateful to you, every single one of you, for just being here for us. And especially for me, you've been absolutely wonderful. And we wanted to share an update of mum and what's been going on. And how the three things in our life that have happened over the last, I'm going to say 10 days, that have made me stop in particular and think, oh my God, that was so small, but that has made such a huge, huge difference to our well-being and our life and how we are getting through this difficult time in our life.
Yeah.
So the first thing I just want to say is my mum is in a nursing home. She, if you listen to the last podcast, she is now in the last weeks of her life, and she's in this beautiful care home. She's got a private room, and she's not in any pain. She's being well looked after by the nurses and the care staff there, and we're going to seeing her every day, and you know, just getting through.
Yeah.
Just getting through and doing the best we can. Tessa's still in Wellington. She's about to open a show this weekend. If you are in Wellington or you're in New Zealand and you want to see an amazing show, then Tess is in
You know, I always forget the name. It's the Great Comet, I believe, of 1862 or something. 1812, is it? The 1812 Overture, there you go.
It's called Natasha and Pierre, the Great Comet of 1812, I think that's what it's called. And this show is being put on by the Witch Theatre Company down in Wellington. Tess is part of the ensemble, but it is her face on the main program.
We'll flash it up actually on the YouTube one, obviously not the audio. But.
And so she's down there. She's got an incredible bunch of people working with her. Witch Theatre are just amazing. Mm. Like I say, if you're in Wellington, please go and see it and support it. We're going down there next week, and I cannot wait. And I'm so proud of Tess. I am so, so proud of our girl because. Yeah. She's down there on her own. She moved down there when she was 18. We've talked to you about this before. She's got no family down there at the moment. She has got a cousin who flits from Wellington to other parts of the country, but she's down there on her own with a boyfriend, and she's just doing the best she can, getting on with it, knowing that her family aren't there for her constantly, you know, to chat at times. She's phoned and I can't talk now, Tess. Now's not a good time. And she's just... Yeah, I'm just so proud of her.
Yeah, I'm
really
proud of her because I know she wants to be here, but being part of a theatre company, the show must go on, as they always say, which, you know, that's what it is, isn't it? Like, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so proud that she's actually standing by because she could come home the odd day, but it's a 10-hour round trip and it's a bit hard going, isn't it? I know you can fly and everything, but it's still takes so much time and money then, doesn't it? And she hasn't got the money to do it, so...
And Sunny is, we've got some exciting news about Sunny. Sunny's got offered a job for a touring theatre company, a theatre and education company where he is, he's going to be acting shows, get your words out, Liz. He's going to be acting shows around the country in New Zealand.
Yeah.
A touring theatre company that goes to schools and educates the kids on topics. So
topics like bullying, and I've seen one of his scripts as AI something or other. So maybe it's just, it's all, you know, positive stuff for kids, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you know, to show it in a different light.
So again, he's just like learning his lines like mad because he leaves at the end of this month. Yeah. He's going to go and tour New Zealand, just him and another girl, and another girl, just the two of them. Mm. It's a flipping brilliant job. He's been given accommodation every night. He gets paid really good money.
Yeah, he gets paid all his flights down to Christchurch. It's a week in Christchurch to do all the stuff
hire
down
car.
There. Yeah, the lot. Yeah.
And he's going round and he's doing this tour, so he's leaving home. So that's going to be a big thing. He's going till August. So again, it's just, I'm so, so pleased that he's got something that he's going to be doing that's, I'm going and I'm going to give all this energy through acting to these kids around the country in New Zealand. So all positive stuff with the kids. It's absolutely brilliant. And you know what? I'm just... Maybe this is a little bit too personal to share, but my mum made a point when she got ill of saying that she doesn't want any of the kids to see her, you know.
Just the condition that she's in at the moment, that's all it is. It's, you know, it's better to sometimes have a memory of good than not seeing what to someone's suffering that's going through, what they're going through at the moment.
Yeah.
I think that's right. I really do, you know. And it's her wish. And the kids, as much as they want to, they have said enough in the past and everybody knows how much they love each other.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters, really.
They really do.
And to know that you know, you've got to carry on with your life and not hang around waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing because, like I say, Tess is only in Wellington, you know, and she phones me constantly and she's like, should I come, you know, and it's trying to keep that and Sunny is here, should, you know, and it's trying to keep, like you say, honouring someone's wishes.
Yep.
No, they don't want you to. They want you to remember them. She sends you all her love. She knows that you love her. She loves you so much. And this goes for all of our family. You know, we've got family in England that must be suffering greatly because it's a long way away. But yeah, my mum was just very, very adamant that no, this is how it's going to be, and this is how I want it. So we are respecting her wishes in that sense. But
yeah, well, that's it. What we said before, the show must go on, and that's life, isn't it? Like, you know, and they've got to keep going. It's pointless coming over because everything's already been said.
Yeah. So moving on, let's just move on, and I just want to share these three things that the last couple of weeks have just been like aha moments. And I know that so many of you have reached out to us and said, I've either been through the same, I'm going through the same, or I dread going through the same. That's the three things. And so I hope that us by us sharing these things that we're going to share with you, it gives you comfort and joy and just reassurance that you're not alone.
Yeah, and that's it. It's heartwarming what people have reached back out to us. It really, really is. And it's given us so much energy to keep going.
It really has.
Just by what people have been saying. And you just think, yes, you're not alone. We're all not alone. We all should be in this together.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's life and this is the way forward, isn't it?
So the first thing I want to share is, like I say, my mum is in this nursing home and she's in the last stages of life. And everything that me and mum have always shared together has always been like, you know, a meal together, going away, house sitting together, gossiping together, you know, all those things that you do with your mum, mm-hmm. that you love to do, you know, just be as one with your mum.
Yeah.
And gradually those things are being taken away. Mum doesn't want to eat and, you know, you can't have a full-blown conversation as such. But the other day I was saying to Bri, I got all upset and I said to you, didn't I wish we could just pick her up and, you know, do what they do in the films and like wrap her in these beautiful cashmere blankets and take her to this cliffside house and sit there and just hold her hand and play this music and just be together. And
Hollywood style.
It is, right. It is. I hate to say it, but it is.
Yeah.
And you do, and you start thinking, if I had this much money, or if I could do this, or if I had this much power to be able to do this, I could make it better. And that's what you think. You always, well, I do. That's what I was thinking. And then the other day, I went in to see her, and I said, I sat down like I always did. I pulled up the chair, and I sat down beside her. And I said, I always say this silly thing. I always say, you okay, Mum?
Yeah, how are you?
I know. And every time I say it, I think, can't you think of something else to say apart from, okay, Mum? But I can't think of anything else. That's the word that always comes out. And anyway, I said, I knew she had some chocolate in her drawer. And she's a chocoholic, absolute chocoholic, isn't she, Bri?
Yeah, super chocoholic.
I said, do you want a piece of chocolate, Mum? And I'm not a big chocolate fan, which is like, and I thought, right, we can have some chocolate together. And I said, do you want some chocolate, Mum? No, I don't want any chocolate, Lizzie, thank you. She said, I'll tell you what I would love. I said, what? And I thought, please don't say, I'd love you to put me on a first-class ticket and take me to England or take me to Rome or something. Yeah, please don't say something that I can't give you, Mum. Yeah. And she said, I'll tell you what I could do. I could kill a glass of wine, Lizzie.
Yeah.
And I went, really?
Yeah.
And she went, yeah. So I went out to you, didn't I?
Yeah, I normally sit outside cause just to give you some time by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, literally, you know, 10 foot away.
Yeah, Brian's sitting at the front of on a couch at the front of the nursing home. And you had your computer on your lap and you were doing something. You were just waiting for me patiently. And I went out. I said, wait me a minute. And I went out and I went round the corridor and I went to find Brian and I said, do me a favour, just nip to New World and get us a bottle of white wine.
Yeah.
And you went and you found this amazing wine.
I just know your mum is a super sweet tooth and she realistically her favorite wine is like a sweet wine like a Prosecco or a Spumante or something like that. And I know the Spumante has got the Moscato grape, I think it's called Moscato. And I just saw a bottle of Moscato, Brown Brothers, I think it was. I think it's about $15. And I just thought, yep, that'll do the job.
Yeah.
It's slightly, slightly sparkling, isn't it? Not really, but, you know, it's super sweet.
So Bri brings this wine back and he texts me, I'm outside, because, again, long story, but we don't want Mum and to get more people than need be. But it was just me and Mum and he texts me, I'm outside with the wine. So I went outside, I got the wine from you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, right, Mum. I went to the kitchen in the nursing home. I got two glasses. Thank God there's two wine glasses in there. Must be other people who are alkies as well. And probably the nurses. And I went in, I got these two wine glasses and I went back into a room and I put it on the little tray at the side of a bed and I poured this sparkling cold, ice cold, sparkling white wine. And I handed her a glass. I said, "Are you okay with that?" And she went, "Yep." Oh, I'll tell you what, flipping shaky, but she didn't drop that. And we sat there for half an hour, Bri.
Yeah.
And we drank that flipping £7 bottle of white wine from New World. And we could have been on a desert island in paradise. Yeah. It was just a moment. It was like, she said, "Oh, that tastes good. That's not, what brand is that?" I said, "Oh," she asked me about 10 times. Yeah. "What brand is that?" I said, "Oh, it's that, you know, I like Brown Brothers. I like, they're a good make those, aren't they, Lizzie?" Yeah. I said, "Yeah, they are, Mum."
So expensive.
And it was just, I just sat there and I thought, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy. And so is she. Mm. You made us happy, Bri.
There you go. It's like drinking sparkling grape juice, isn't it? That stuff.
It is.
It's not like drinking wine. That's
well,
for sure.
It was like drinking wine because I tell you what, I guzzled three glasses. Well, I already said to the nurses, they said, "You know what? Palliative care." They said, "You give your mum whatever she wants."
Just whatever you want, yeah. I'm not being funny. You go around that place and there's people just necking
it
with glasses of wine, and you're like,
no wonder.
What a cool nursing home.
Yeah. And so it was just one of those things. Again, so that was the first thing.
Yeah.
It was like, here I am with my mum. We're not eating. We're not really particularly talking about. All we're saying is how good Brown Brothers is. And we're sharing a $15 glass of wine. And that wine tasted like it could have been, you know, you get those wines, Bri, that are like $250 million or something.
Yeah.
It could have been that.
Yeah.
So that was our first
thing. That's the best thing, isn't it? It's, again, there you go. The simplest little thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now the second little simple thing, we've got three. This is the second little thing that happened. And this happened last night, actually. And this is what prompted us to come here today and...
It is.
And share this with you.
Because we haven't had the energy, have we, lately, to do a podcast. And it's just like this, that gave us energy last night because it was just like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things have given us, well, three things, but this is the second. So yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, was, because it wasn't yesterday that I shared the wine with Mum, it was a couple of days ago, but yesterday, was a hard day.
Mm.
It was an emotional day. There was lots of things going on that I won't tell you about, but it was a hard day.
It was an uphill slog, as they call it. And not expecting, we just expected what to expect on a normal sort of day with what's going on, and it just went sideways.
It
was like clunk, 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 and like I remember saying to Sunny, it's like someone's sitting on my chest when I come home. You know, it's literally, you know, you're forgetting to breathe.
So we were in town, we'd been to see Mum, and like I say, weren't in a good place. And I sat in the car and I said to Bri, I was crying, I said, do you know what I want now? I said, I'd love it if like someone said to us, there you go, there's a ticket to a cruise. You're just going to get on this cruise. You're going to walk up the gangplank with your suitcase. You're going to get on the cruise. You're going to go to
want to go to Antarctica,
Antarctica,
just like, you know, head off to Antarctica just to be looked after. Yeah. That's what it is. Not look after anyone else, isn't that? You know?
Exactly. And someone to say, do you know what, Liz and Brian, there's your room. Look, all the beds made. Everything's perfect. This is your balcony suite. Yeah. You're going to Antarctica.
It's 5 days on the sea.
Yeah, that's all we need.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Five days.
But just like you get sea days on a cruise and you're just like, oh, it's going to be a bit boring for the next 3 days, but it's the best 3 days because you don't have to go on any tours.
Yeah. Here's all your meals. Here's all your wine. We're not flipping drinking Bingo. Brown Brothers. That's rubbish.
Yeah. Can't get that here.
I sat there, didn't we, Brian? And I just said... And Bri said, I just want to just go on a cruise. I just want to go away. I just want it all to end. I just said, I just want this to all stop now. And Bri said, why don't we go down?
Got a cruise.
See you, Liz. I'm off. Yeah. Bri said, why don't we go down and get a takeaway pizza? And we'll go down to the beach on our favourite spot. And we'll light a fire.
Yep.
And we'll take some wine. And we'll take our comfy chairs and some blankets and we'll go down to the beach and we'll just spend the evening down there. We'll turn off our phones and we'll go down there.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we did. We came home. Bri got two big bags of wood, shopping bags, and filled them with pine blocks.
Yeah, we have pine blocks for our wood burner. So we just went down to the woodshed, filled them up with pine blocks, just two big carrier bags, as in the reusable ones, and put the chairs in the back and put up. We've got a little tiny camping coffee table, haven't we?
We've got two comfy reclining chairs that we bought about 40 years ago that are just, they're Swedish, so they're good made.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're brilliant, absolutely comfy recliners. They went in the back of the car.
Yep. And then
all the fleecy blankets.
All the fleecy blankets, six of those, just in case it was chilly.
And then Bri said to me, right, Liz, go and get your pyjamas on. I've got these really thick, fleecy pyjamas.
Snuggle, it's called.
They're called snuggle pyjamas. I took my bra off. I put my snuggle pyjamas on. I put my UGG boots on.
Yeah.
I mean, this beach is only literally 3 minutes to drive and just down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far away.
Yeah. And then we got the pizza. And then we got all the blankets and we got some cheese from the fridge, a piece of old cheese out the fridge.
Bit of blue
cheese and some crackers. And we got some knives and we got a couple of torches. I turned my phone off. I got in the car and Bri said, right, ring the pizza through.
Yep.
So we phoned ahead to New Plymouth Hell's Pizza. And we ordered two takeaway pizzas, which cost us $44.
Yep.
We drove into New Plymouth. We picked up the pizzas. We then drove back to where we live, drove down to the beach. By now, this time, it's pitch black. We get out of the car. We get our torches. Bri goes and gets a space on the beach. And there was all these looming clouds. It was dark, but it was spitting. And there were these looming clouds, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, you could see in the distance a bit of moonlight on the sea twinkling there, couldn't you? But there was these big black clouds around us because, you know, we'd even looked at the rain radar and it's like, we might just miss it. We don't know. Yeah, but
the wind was just, it was a gentle wind, but it was blowing. And Bri said, we're going to have to find a spot behind a bush and get some shelter. So there's this big bush down there and flaxes. And we tucked ourselves in right beside so the flax was acting like a windbreak. And the sea was crashing and the moon was a half moon and it just kept coming in and out of these rain clouds and it was spitting. And I said to Bri, what do you think? Should we go for it? And he's like, yep, we're going for it. Get the chairs out. We set all the chairs out.
Yep.
We put all the fleecy blankets on the chairs. Bri dug a hole in the sand and put all made a pit in the sand. And put the fire lighter, got the fire going. And we put the chairs by the side of the fire, covered ourselves in fleecy blankets. Literally, it started raining.
It didn't it? Like, you know, don't open the pizza box yet.
Don't open the pizza box yet, Bri said. Let's just wait. It's going to pass over, Liz. And we sat huddled, looking at the fire and thinking, I was thinking to myself, just manifesting clear skies. I was like, come on, be clear. Stars just come out, be clear. And then all of a sudden, it stops raining.
Mm-hmm. It did, didn't it?
And this navy blue, beautiful New Zealand sky comes out and all these stars and the star constellations. And we looked up and I could see the
Southern Cross. Right above us, wasn't it? Yeah.
And right in front of us, this beautiful half moon shining moonlight over the sea. We're going to put a picture of this. I took a picture and I'm going to put a picture. If you're watching on YouTube, please, will you be able to do that, Bri?
Yeah, I'll put a picture up in the middle of our umbrella doesn't blow
at
over.
The end of the show, put a picture up at the end of the podcast. I am not joking. We sat there, we opened our pizzas, we poured a glass of wine, we opened our pizzas, we sprinkled chili sauce on it that we'd brought. We sat there and it was like being in a 5-star, better than a cruise, better than a balcony overlooking Antarctica on a cruise that's going to cost you millions of dollars. It was fantastic.
And
it was amazing.
The place to ourselves. Yeah. And it's the simplest thing again, isn't it?
Like, so good. It was so good.
That's what you needed though, wasn't it? It was just escapism to switch off and just think, oh, this is still here. It's here every day.
It was calm. It was peaceful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was just so good.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm just crying because it was just like, it was so good.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It
was
and it just cost us $40.
Yeah, I know.
$40, yeah. Bri.
I know. That's just the crazy part about it, isn't it? And that's what I mean. You think you need to spend tons of money, don't you?
And I know that not everyone lives as lucky as we are next to a beach that we can go to. But you've got a sky. Yeah. And you can go out and you can look at the stars, mm-hmm. and you can have, you know, a biscuit or a piece of chocolate or a glass of wine or whatever it is that your budget will push to.
Yeah.
But it was just seeing that big sky and those stars and that feeling of peacefulness. And it, I swear, I just thought, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. You're fine, Liz. You're fine.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. And that's what we've said umpteen times, haven't we? You know, if you were away and all this was happening, you just come back and everyone was, oh, it's really been really bad. And you'd be, oh, is it? Okay, well, pick up the pieces from now. And then that's what you do when you do that. You have that escapism, don't you? And that's, it's so special. You know, wherever you find your escapism, you need to go to it when you can. When
you really do.
When times are tough, you really do.
And for me, it's always, always nature. It's always being outside in nature. And just, it soothes me. And it was just, God, there was me thinking, the cruise, you know, the suite, the balcony, the restaurant, the waiters, the theatre, the everything.
More. Make it more complicated.
Yeah, make it better. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just strip it all back. And just sit there and wait, and there it is.
Yep.
There it is, Liz and Bri.
Mm-hmm. The moonlight shining off rocks and things, thinking, oh, it was just, it's so good. I mean, the picture you took, it's an amazing picture. It's taken on an iPhone, so it's quite bright. It even looks like the sun at times, doesn't it? But it's just, you get the gist of what it was like.
So that was the second thing. Do you know, I'm so annoyed, because this morning when Bri said, let's do a podcast, and I thought, oh, what if I start crying? Because the last two podcasts, and I know there's nothing wrong with crying and showing your feelings. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But I was determined not to cry on this podcast.
No, you did, didn't you?
So I went and put a load of mascara on, because I thought, if I put mascara on, then I definitely won't cry, because there's no way I want to sit there looking like a panda. But anyway, that didn't work. So that's good. So moving on then. Moving on to the third thing that just brought me so much joy. And this is to me in particular, because it was to an email that I sent out a couple of weeks ago. I've mentioned this before. I've got a front row newsletter where it's my therapy session, basically. I write emails to beautiful people who read them and answer them. And I just wanted to say that the act of replying to someone's email, or the act of sending someone a comment on YouTube, or the act of sending someone a text, or even just smiling at them, is so small, but makes the world of difference to the person that has received that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to read you a paragraph of something that a very, very good friend of mine, who I've talked about before on this podcast, I'm going to call him Mr. G, was a guest on this podcast a couple of years ago. And he sent me an email, and the words that came from his head onto his computer, and then he pressed send to me, had such a profound effect on me that I can't describe that simple act of kindness. And not just Mr. G, not just this one that I'm going to read to you, but everyone who has been so kind and so giving and so thoughtful. And you probably just think, as I do when I say kind things to people, oh, it's the least I can do. Oh, that's not, oh, don't, you know, I just want you to know, or I'm just, it's massive. It's absolutely massive.
It is.
Isn't it, Bri?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. Makes the difference and gives energy, just gives you energy.
Yeah.
It really does.
So I just want to read you, if I may, this beautiful paragraph of an email that my friend sent me. Oh, it's magical. So he said, nothing prepares you for the shock, the sudden realization that your parents have gone, or somehow you feel less mortal. Look to your mountain. It is unchanging, yet changing. And even with the mountain covered in fog, you know it's always there. This is how it is. And so it will be with your mother. When not there, she will be there.
Mm.
And I just, we live behind that mountain. Every day I see that mountain. And I told you that, didn't I, Brian? Yeah. I read that out to you, and we went out and we looked at the mountain, and it was indeed covered in fog as and mist, as it mm-hmm. often is in autumn times.
Yeah.
But behind that fog and behind that hardness and that these troubled times sits the mountain that's always been there and always will. And to read those words mm-hmm. and to compare it to my mum, it just... Again, it was just, it was mind-blowing. It was very, very, very moving and very, very special. And I hope that those words, by reading them to you on this podcast, if you're going through something troubling or hurtful times or sad times, that that really comes home to you, that it's always there, they'll always be there.
Yeah, and they are. You know, I lost my mum six or seven years ago. Maybe more. It melds into one. And
do you know what, Brian? You lost your mum 10 years ago.
It's 2014. Yeah, I know. And that's what I mean. It just melds into one. But she's always there every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It just does. Yeah.
So I just want to round that podcast, this podcast up, and just say a huge, huge thank you. A thank you to every single person. A thank you to you, Bri. Every single
thank you
person.
To you as well,
no, but everyone. But yeah. I just feel grateful. I feel so grateful.
Yeah.
To everyone who has made a difference to New Zealand, to the sky, to the stars, to the universe, to the beautiful people in this world.
Yeah.
We have heard so much lately of people saying, oh, everything's going to crap, and like, you know, this is the world is this. Oh. The world is full of beautiful people, including yourself, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And it looks after you. Yeah. And
life's what you make it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Don't find out too late.
So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, for being on this podcast, for caring, for allowing us to have your ear for the last half an hour. Thank you so much for everything you do, for being who you are, and for most of all, for being here and sharing your life with us. Until next time, I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so kia kaha, stay strong, and kia u, stay true. That's true to yourself. And like they said, we'll see you. See you on the next one.
See you on the next
one. See you now.
Bye.
Let's wrap.